Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Stand with God. Are your eyes open? Can you see the direction and the pathway that you're taking? They are lost because many of them don't even know it. We may even come to church. We may even sing in a choir. Whoops, there it is. But do we know where we are? Do we understand our relationship with the Lord? Have we declared our Christianity? And knowing who we are and whose we are as we sojourn here in this land. You do know that we are pilgrims sojourning in a foreign land, for this place have never been designated as our permanent residence. For our permanent residence has never been designed to be here forever. Our permanent residence has been designed to be with the Lord. And if you know your destiny, if you know where you are headed, you should know what God has in store for you. Jesus already declared it. For he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it, there's that conjunction which implies something important is about to say, if it were not so, I would have told you. And the word in Jesus' mouth does not change because Jesus is the word. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He already know what's up and where we're headed. For he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw you up. You missed it. Because being drawn up with him is part of the rapture. He was talking about I will be lifted up. But if I'm lifted up, I will take those who follow me and I will draw them and I will lift them up. I will rapture them out of the world. I will rapture you out of what you think you love here and take you to something far greater, far better, far more exuberant than what we have here. Why is it then that we love what is here? We love it because this is the only thing that we know. I don't know what heaven is like, but God does. And he is preparing something so much better for you and me. Next, we ask the question, do you know where you are going and what roads you are on? As Christians. And that implied those who are followers of Christ. We often lose sight of our destination. We forget that we are citizens of heaven and that we are only sojourners here. We're just passing through because there are roadways to heaven. And heaven is our permanent destination. If heaven is our home, then why are we living like our permanent home is here? And I said that to say this, what pathway are you taking in life? For there are some roads, some paths that does not get us to the right destination. How do you mean? Let's see. There's some bumpy roads. And on this bumpy road, we have potholes. It's been placed there that, and it warns us that there are things that are an object as we go up and down on this bumpy road. The traffic that goes down a bumpy road can't move very far. On this road, you have to watch out for the obstacles. in each hole because you don't know how deep the hole is. On a bumpy road, you can fall down deep into stuff that you may or may not be able to get out of. If your wheel can get caught in a bumpy road, maybe my spiritual life can get caught and can't get out as well. Then there's the dirt road. And on the dirt road, sometime when it rains, one can get bogged down because it's muddy. And when it's muddy, we can't move as quickly as we would like to move. And sometimes we will even lose traction. But on a muddy road, we get bogged down sometime into sin, and we get bogged down into transgression on a muddy road because that makes me dirty. But then there is an icy road, and on an icy road, we slip and we slide. We slip into sin. We slide into transgression. And on a slippery road, we can't move because even though we've got the energy to go forward, we always stay right where we are. Every now and then on an icy road, we don't shout. Every now and then on an icy road, we don't wave our hand. Every now and then on an icy road, we don't say hallelujah. Every now and then on an icy road, we can't stand up. But on an icy road, you get stuck right where you are. Do I see anybody in the house on an icy road? Pastor, you don't know my story, but the Lord knows your story. Are you stuck on an icy road? Too cold to say good morning, oh Lord, to your neighbor. Too cold to give them a hug and say, I love you. Are you too cold to even know where they, how they've been all week? Are you on an icy road? And then there's a paved road. On a paved road is where we go straight and we get right to our destination. There's no stopping on a paved road. It's like a highway road to heaven. Anybody on a paved road, you can go as fast as you want to, and there is no object that's going to slow you down because you are on a paved road. You know where you're headed. You're going straight to where the Lord wants you to be, and you are on the right track. Somebody said, baby. And Jesus is sharing these words as he preached a sermon on the mount. Jesus is speaking about two paths. One that leads to heaven, and the other pathway that leads to hell. I'm sorry to say. Heaven or hell. Jesus said there's only two paths. One that leads you straight to heaven, and the other one leads straight to hell. One leads to eternal joy, and the other leads to eternal suffering. What road are you on? In Matthew 7, 13 and 14, we see Jesus saying, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Jesus said this as he preached Sermon on the Mount. Jesus presented a clear way of access into righteousness. For the righteousness he demanded was found in Matthew 5 and 20, where he said, for I say to you that unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Antioch, heaven does not come through the wide gate and the broad road. Heaven comes through a small gate and a narrow road. Heaven is accessible to those who have received the newness of life. Anybody been born again? Nicodemus asked the question, and when you receive this newness of life, your whole life is changed. When we think about what the Lord is saying and doing, the Lord is moving us closer and closer to him. It was obvious Jesus was comparing here a wide gate and the broad road to an outward righteousness of the Pharisees. If those listening to Jesus followed the Pharisees' teaching, their path would lead to destruction or ruin. The wide gate alludes or leads to careless, sinful ways of life. There are times that we get caught up in the things that we love in the kingdom, the things that we desire to do in life, and we forget about what the Lord has said. Can I share this with you? The Lord gave us his laws, and he said, I need you to live according to my rules, my laws, and my regulation. My moral laws was not for me, but it was for you. It was not even for the angels. It was for you and I. And because we like the stuff in us, the flesh, we sometimes change what God wants into what we feel that makes us feel good. And so when we change God's moral laws into things that makes us feel good, there's that flesh jumping up again. We lower God's standards to do what we desire to do. Anybody lowering God's standards? The Lord is asking a question to you and I today. Do you love me more than these? I came into this world to save you and I from our sins. And when we think about what God is doing, what the Lord said to us, the Lord acknowledged that few will find the true way, the way that leads to life. Yeah. That's shocking. Yeah. Jesus said few will find the way that leads to life. Where are you in the words that Jesus said? But Pastor, I'm trying. It has to do with what we believe and how we impact what we believe. What I believe is what Jesus did. And what Jesus did was he taught about the kingdom of God, but he also did service. He just went around. He was healing the sick, giving sight to the blind. He fed those that were hungry. How many people have you prayed for? How many times have you asked someone, do you need a helping hand? And the Lord is simply saying, not only do I know you by my faith, but I have to know you by your work as well. And if you say you are like me, then there should be something in you that looks like me. So even though you're saved, I need to know what you're doing about it. It's not enough to say I'm a Christian, but I ain't doing nothing. How many missionary works have you done? How many people have you talked to? How many ways have you gone out of your way to help somebody be somebody? The Lord is simply saying, if you're going to look like me, you need to act like me. You need to go places that you don't want to know. Go. You need to go to these drug places. You need to go to places where the prostitutes hang out. You need to go and tell those who are lost that you know a man who came in the fullness of time, who demonstrated his love for those that were sick. We so caught up in being well that we want to preach to those folks that are well. And the Lord said, I didn't come for those that are holy and righteous. I came for folk that were sick. I came for those who needed me. I came for those who needed a doctor. And the Lord is saying to you, you need to start going out and get those who are sick and who are lost. The Lord has a purpose and a plan for everything that he has said and done for us. The reason for this is that it is difficult to discover the way the Christian life is narrow. It's narrow and it's lonely. It's narrow and it's lonely because the day you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, how many friends kept coming and calling you? How many folks that you used to party with when you said, I'm no longer going to the club? How many of them said,
thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana.